Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the third day of October 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. The young man up in St. Louis, Missouri, who got tired of driving through checkpoints, and so he took a video camera with him, and the police threatened him and yelled at him, and that became famous on the internet and was picked up by major newspapers. Then he got pulled over another time by an officer who said, I can frame you for resisting or assaulting me. I can ruin your life. And began taunting him with pleasure. Now the police are in trouble because they went on the police message board there at the local law enforcement website and said they wanted to kill him. So there's a big police investigation into that. And more police are getting into trouble. And now they're parking outside his house and following him, all on video. I mean, what is wrong with these guys? Don't they know they're going to get in trouble? Why can't they stop? That is coming up later. Also, Glenn Spencer from American Patrol, American Border Patrol, to chronicle the latest developments in the battle for the Republic. And that dovetails with one of our top stories today, flag of Mexico flown illegally over Reno business. And the owner of the car dealership flew on the same flagpole, a big Mexican flag, over the American flag. And it became a big issue on Craigslist, a big issue on talk radio, right when the local TV crew showed up. A veteran cut down the Mexican flag and was standing there with the army knife in his hand, telling the owner to come out and fight me for it, and the owner did not. Folks, this is how it's going to start, and this vet was ready, did want to stab somebody, and that's wrong. We do not need that. We do not need a race war to start in this country. But do you know what Mexicans would do to you if you went and opened a business, if you could even get a business in Mexico? Basically, it's illegal for foreigners to own land or businesses there. Until about 10 years ago, but still it's quasi. They take your business or property a lot of the time. They would kill you so fast it would make your head spin. Because despite the fact that Mexicans live in bondage, they have not been completely conditioned to have no nationalistic tendencies. Contrary, they are one of the most nationalistic nations on earth. You know, this vet who lives in Reno better not come around Austin, Texas, because there's Mexican flags flying with no American flags flying. There's Mexican flags on top of American flags. I see city and state buildings flying Mexican flags as high as the American flag. So I guess up in Reno, they haven't been completely gelded to the point of not getting upset about this. And this is a symbol. And it means something when this type of thing happens. And the owner said he did it because he likes Mexico. And that's the problem here, is that we're told there's all these little sweetie pies in this country who just want to work. And I have no doubt they want to work. Hardworking folks compared to Americans nowadays. We've gotten to be pretty decadent. But I also have no doubt that they absolutely, a large portion, hate this country with a boiling, frothing, volcanic vengeance. And that's put out in the literature, and there's no hiding that. It's publicly proclaimed. And I refuse to go along with this. I refuse to shut up and act like it's not happening. I refuse to watch my country torn down right in front of me. And a lot of other people refuse as well. We'll get into this story and a lot more on the other side. There's a lot of big news today. Stay with us. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Flag of Mexico flown illegally over Reno business above the American flag. The desecration and destruction of our country continues. Seven registered mentally retarded young men are returning for the War on Terror show trial. FBI provocateurs tried to get, in their words, dip bleeps in a warehouse to blow up the Sears Tower. They got their M.O. They were on welfare from the time they were little bitty babies. They were retarded street children. The leader of the group had about an 80 IQ, so he was not mentally retarded, but a moron. And moron, by the way, is taken on a bad connotation. That's the technical term for it. He's a moron. And it goes on. Remember a couple years ago, it was an army of destroyers. It was back in, what, June of last year, year and a half ago. An army of hardcore killers. They wore uniforms. They swore allegiance and took orders directly from Osama bin Laden. They were soldiers. They were going to destroy the Sears Tower, blow up the FBI building in Miami, attack the Capitol. They were going to hit in all 50 states. Turns out it was less than 10 street kids who were, on top of being registered with the state on welfare as being mentally retarded, were marijuana heads on top of it, and were into Rasta music, and they were Christian. But the media heard for a week, hardcore black American Al-Qaeda. They are going to hit us, and then they had to admit a week later, quietly, in the retraction section, okay, they were street kids, they were set up, they were given over $100,000 over a year and a half. The lease was set up by the FBI. They were told, you'll be given more cash when you put these uniforms on, when you march. First, they were marching for Jesus. Then they said, just say you're with Al-Qaeda and go with this video camera and videotape the FBI building in Miami, and you'll get another $40,000. How's that sound? And they said, hail Al-Qaeda. Ranging from ages of 15 to 19. Seven mentally retards return for war on terror show trial. FBI provocateurs tried to get, you can read their quote, dip bleeps in a warehouse to blow up the Sears Tower. The prosecution's argument that seven men plotted to bring down the U.S. government by poisoning salt shakers and bombing landmark buildings in the trial of the Liberty City Seven underscores the ludicrous pretense of the war on terror and the callous obedience which the media unquestionably reports the farce. And why did the FBI go out, and it's admitted, find these guys and create this organization? It's the bridge. First, it'll be those Muslims, those brown-skinned Central Asians, those Arabs to the west of them. Then it's the blacks. They're with Al-Qaeda. And now they're saying the militias, ADL and FBI are saying the right-wingers, those guys that talk about the North American Union, they're in it too. Those evil white hillbillies and people, the blacks, the Muslims, but it's just them. It's the minority hillbillies. We all know they're bad. It's the evil blacks. We all know those Rastafarians are bad. And it's those evil Arabs and evil Persians and evil Central Asians. They're just running around everywhere. Let's go over a brief refresher course on the details of the alleged plot to blow up the Chicago Sears Tower. Seven semi-retarded, pot-smoking, wannabe gang member Rastafarians in a warehouse are approached by two FBI agents posing as Al-Qaeda terrorists. By the way, the government got them the warehouse. Al-Qaeda terrorists and promised $50,000 if they start talking about waging a holy war in America. Well, it's... Again, people think we exaggerate in articles. This article isn't one-tenth as bad as it really is. One of the plots the ringleader dreams up is in his infinite wisdom, is to march to the White House, knock on the door, and announce, here I am. That's an exact quote. The gang decided to go along with the agents in a bid to con them out of money before disappearing, at which point the announcement that a plot to overthrow the government has been averted is saturated across the media as another sterling reason why the war on terror is necessary. Literally retarded street kids. After the true capability of the mentally retardeds becomes out, and the butt of a national joke, John Stewart labeled them seven bleepers, the feds have to admit that the plot was not possible, rather than operational. Again, aspirational rather than operational. Aspirational. Well, I aspire to grow wings and fly around and see the planets. Maybe I'll fly out to Alpha Centauri. I aspire to be a walrus for a summer and swim in the Arctic. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So they were aspiring rather than operational, quote, and posed no threat because they had neither Al-Qaeda contacts nor means of carrying out the attacks, as reported today by Reuters. Defense lawyers said the charges were nonsense, scripted by the government and orchestrated by the paid FBI informants they call con man number one and con man number two. The report continues. In almost every single major terror bust or sting that we have covered, the individuals providing rhetoric, the means, the money, the leadership to actually foment and carry out the terrorist plot have been government informants and provocateurs. And it goes on, but not on Fox and CNN. The news is back. Hardcore soldiers trained in the deserts of Afghanistan. Men so deadly. I mean, it's just, And your average Americans kind of halfway got the TV on while they're cooking dinner, or while they're folding laundry, or while they're shining their golf clubs, or while they're making fly fishing lures. or while they're smoking pot or whatever they're doing, or they're stumbling around at work, or you hear Bubba at the water cooler say, "Did you hear about them black al-Qaedas?" "No, I didn't hear it. They're going to blow everything. I'm glad the government stopped them." "I am too." "Do you hear about Iran backing al-Qaeda?" "Yeah, I heard it." But it's more like yuppie saying, "Did you hear about al-Qaeda running operations with that Ahmadinejad? He's terrible." I mean, I had to sit there on an airplane with a airline pilot who was reading a history book, seemed quasi-smart, but then he was willfully ignorant in certain areas, because I'd go, "Yeah, but they claim Iran's backing al-Qaeda. It's opposite groups." He goes, "Well, whatever. They're with al-Qaeda." "No, no, they're with al-Qaeda. They're with them. They just are." I mean, this is the problem. Adults think they can decide the way things are, instead of intellectually and scientifically and historically trying to find out what the truth is, or at least as close to the truth as you can get. I mean, I don't go around just thinking, "Oh, I'll decide what reality is. I'll just decide." I've seen this type of magical thinking in businesses I've worked in with other people when competition's beating their butt across the street, or it could be across town or another city. They'll make excuses. "Oh, I hear their business is going down. Oh, I hear they're having problems. Oh, I hear they're not going to be doing too good." And I hear other losers in life always saying that about whoever's doing the best or whoever is the most successful. I always hear the losers claiming that person's falling or claiming that person's in trouble. Or I'll see losers celebrate when somebody else, who isn't even their competition, does badly, because somehow that makes them feel big. See, that's just another window into magical thinking. Hoping that the dollar is strong doesn't make it strong. Hoping that President Bush is a good Christian conservative and that bombing Iran will go well isn't the reality when it's meant to widen into World War III. See, hoping Iraq would end up having democracy and being free and happy and the troops would be home by Christmas isn't going to happen, because the official Pentagon plan was to keep our troops there forever, at least 100 years, and to break the country in three parts and sow death and destruction. And so you've got a nation of individuals. I mean, I saw a report yesterday. "Oh, it's incredible hysteria. We're having parties on Wall Street. The Dow has gone up to all-time record highs following the devaluation of the dollar, because it takes more of those dollars to buy the same stock. The stock market is actually now below 8,000 pre-2000 numbers." You can just draw two graphs beside each other. You can take a calculator and average it out in about 10 seconds. It's at around 7,800 right now. Now, if you think that's cause for celebration, I can't help you. Do you understand that's why oil prices are going up? And I'm not being condescending to my general listeners, but to those who are just tuning in for the first time, who think they're so smart and who are running around. I see them writing editorials, calling into talk shows, going, "I don't get why these liberals are saying the economy isn't good. Look at the stock market. I think Bush has done a fabulous job." Number one, there is no separation between the liberals and the conservatives at the power level. A, you immediately put everything in a liberal versus conservative false paradigm so you can feel like you're having a victory because Bush is in office when they own all the horses. C, you're magically believing what you want to believe, not what reality is. You're not going out and assessing and testing and prodding and poking and looking and canvassing. You're just stumbling around believing whatever you want. That's the same thing with the dollar. I mean, there are neocons on dig right now. I was reading last night saying, on the web, saying, "I'm making it up about the economy being in trouble. And I'm a traitor because I say it's in trouble." I mean, you guys are nuts. You're nuts. There's nothing you won't believe.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look out the window, baby, and I've seen you like to kiss. Man, he's saying Dixie. Man, got his hand out fist. Could be the Bueller. Could be the Loca.
Welcome back. I think it's better out of Reno, Nevada. We were on the station there for like 4 years till it sold and changed formats. Man, great people in Reno. small town compared to big cities, but, you know, pretty good size. Huge response. I wish we were back on in Reno. But this is what happened in Reno. Here is the audio from the local news. Here it is.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Joe Hartz.
And I'm Shelby Sheehan. This afternoon, we received a call from a viewer who said a business near downtown Reno was flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, which, in fact, is illegal.
This after photos and comments about the flag were posted on Craigslist as early as 11:30 this morning. When we were able to have a photographer go and check everything out, we found the story to be true. It also didn't take long before the situation provoked a strong reaction. We're now going to show you, unedited, just what happened.
Right here. That is what happened, right there. I'm Jim Brossard, and I took this flag down in honor of my country with a flag, with a knife from the United States Army. I'm a veteran. I'm not going to see this done to my country. If they want to fight us, then they need to be men, and they need to come and fight us. But I want somebody to fight me for this flag. They're not going to get it back.
All right, guys. So what do you think of that? No comment? What do you think of that? What are you trying to accomplish, at least? Anything?
And that man you saw walk away from our camera at the end of the video is the owner of the business. And while he would not talk on camera, we did speak with him over the telephone this evening. He said he did not know what he was doing is against the law. The owner says he bought new flags last week to replace his old ones and had put the Mexican flag on top to support the Hispanic community. He says he is an American citizen and is happy the incident did not lead to any violence. Now, there are several federal laws which have to do with the presentation of the American flag. According to federal law, it is illegal to fly any flag above an American flag on the same pole. If on separate poles, the flags must be of similar size and the same distance off the ground. The penalties for breaking these laws vary from state to state and range from a fine to up to 30 days in jail. We spoke with the Reno Police Department, and they told us that stole the flag could also face charges if the business owner files a police report of what happened this afternoon.
All right. And right now on PrisonPlanet.com, Steve Watson has done a story. Veteran removes illegal flag may be charged. It's actually for InfoWars.net. But you can also find it at PrisonPlanet.com. This is a military attack, and that's what the symbol means. When you put your flag above somebody else's flag, it means that you have conquered them. And the illegal aliens know this. Now, do you notice how the owner said he did this for the Hispanic community? Because in his mind, the Hispanic community wants the Mexican flag above the American flag. The Hispanic community doesn't like America. Now, I'm not saying that, but from his point of view, he believes that. And I would say, my own guesstimation, I would say about 90% of the illegal aliens are lovers of Mexico, haters of the U.S. They write books about it, spray painting it. It's all over the Mexican radio. My wife speaks Spanish. She says it's just off the charts, unbelievable. I've read translations in the newspapers, 680-something billboards in L.A. saying L.A. is now Mexico. I mean, there's the message. And I'm supposed to go, no, no, no. They love America. I just feel sorry for Hispanic Americans who love this country passionately. And all the evidence shows that. And they have to sit here and watch the illegal aliens act like this and their supporters. And then they're going to end up getting the blame by the rest of America.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Tip of the spear. Front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right. A fitting intro to the news we're covering. Flag of Mexico flown illegally over Reno business. And in Steve Watson's article, he posts a few of the examples. Similar incidents have previously been videotaped. These are the ones that were documented on tape. in Maywood, California. I would also add San Diego, Los Angeles, Tucson, Arizona, Jupiter, Florida, public schools, post offices. I mean, in some cases, hundreds, in a couple cases, several thousand illegal aliens and their supporters will come storming through. They will tear down American flags, stomp on them on video, and raise Mexican flags. I mean, what is that? Well, if I'm politically correct, I'm supposed to say, like Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing. I know nothing. I see nothing. I'm supposed to just say, oh, they love America. Look, they're kissing it right now, the American flag. People say, well, it's just a flag. Yes, but it symbolizes the country. It symbolizes the Constitution. It symbolizes the Bill of Rights. Now, what do the illegal aliens have in common with George Bush? They want to end the United States. They want Mexico to take over the United States. Bush and his controllers want to merge it, which is what's really going to happen. And they're both for amnesty. You see? Because they're bought and paid for by the New World Order. Mexico is an old world nation. And by old world, it's old fashioned. And they haven't lost their nationalism, and they are taught in schools. And the average Mexican goes to school till the sixth grade. They are taught, most of it's propaganda. They don't want people knowing reading, writing, and arithmetic. They are taught that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. Now, I happen to have read more than 10 books on the subject. I don't claim to be an expert on it. And I've had Texas history and college and a few other things like that. Dare say more than the illegal aliens. And I happen to have read Mexican histories translated into English, so I've seen both sides. And let me just break down how this works. They teach the Mexicans that America was this evil demon nation and that we had slaves and Santa Ana didn't want slavery. They didn't call it slavery in Mexico. You just lived in a shack, and if you got uppity, the landowner's men would kill you. So you're right. You weren't slaves. You were serfs or peons. Peons. So let's just get that little fraud out of the way. Let's continue. There were less than 5,000 Spanish citizens living in the entire Southwest, and they were being run out, and the missions were being burned, and they couldn't keep them. And so the Spanish made deals in the 1820s into 1830 with Tennesseans, Alabamans, South Carolinians, Georgians, and gave them free land, or in some cases, like my dad's family, 10 cents an acre, to come in and to kill the natives. And by kill them, it wasn't like some wounded knee thing in the 1860s or 70s or 80s. It wasn't like a mopping up operations. It was 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 times the numbers of Native Americans overrunning whole towns, killing everyone. That's the stuff they don't teach. And I'm not taking either side. I'm giving you an objective view of history. I mean, the Great Indian Wars that went on from 1810 right through the 1840s, that's when they were finally beaten. I mean, you'd get the tribes unifying. You'd get them from Illinois, Tennessee, Florida, five other states, all en masse, with guns given to them by the French. In some cases, by the English. You'd have whole towns, whole groups of Anglos completely wiped out, and the Indian tribes that were fighting with the British. And by the British, I mean Americans. You also had the British then, from England funding, but it was predominantly it was British and then German and then Dutch were the main ethnic groups, but it was an English culture. The point is that that's what happened. I mean, incredible battles with Sam Houston with arrows sticking out of him, fighting, brave, swinging their tomahawks and being hacked, and again, arrows sticking out of his chest and rear end, and Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone. That's why these guys were already famous when they went down to the Alamo. I mean, they liked it. They loved. It was that whole Napoleonic age, you could say, of just loving battle. And don't worry, the Native Americans loved it too. They were a warrior culture. So it was just constant war and slaughter and death. And frankly, the Spanish just couldn't get it done. You had 5,000 people up here from Texas to California. The Russians were claiming California from San Francisco up. The Mexicans claim all that today. There were, I know it was more than 15 leaders from the time that the Spanish got kicked out until Santa Ana got in. I mean, they would have a different leader every month for a while. I know it was 6 leaders in 1 year at one time. Corruption, incredible. See, they had no history of freedom, no inkling of liberty, or even private property for mid-level people, no middle class. So they couldn't get stability. Santa Anna was a general. He was able to take over, get some control. And by then, he looked up to the north. Of course, the Spanish were just trying to raise money and clear out the natives by bringing in the Anglos. And Santa Anna looks to the north, and he sees them all there. And he says, okay, you got to convert to Catholicism, and you've got to hand over your guns. And that's when even more people poured in. One of my ancestors was in New York at the time. Some of the others came in from Tennessee before that. And he got a Bible, a ship full of thousands of Bibles, sold the land, his name was Ayers, that the UN's on today. I mean, he owned that whole swath there. He was wealthy. He sold it all, bought thousands of Bibles, brought an entire ship, because back then books were expensive, brought an entire ship into Galveston, started trying to proselytize right there, and they tried to kill him. He had to run to Nacogdoches. He of course, raised Colonel Travis's son after he was killed. I've heard those people running around claiming the Catholic Church runs everything, and I'm secretly involved in that. I was listening to one of those interviews one time, and I heard him saying that the Texas Revolution was about getting Catholics to take over America. I mean, what a lie. It was over the fact of kicking the Catholics out. That's what I mean. Just incredible lying. I mean, that's the kind of thing that shocks me about people that sit around on history and pontificate. They sit around like, oh, yes, this is what happened. The evil Texans came in. Catholic devils. Yes, all of them. They all came in to bring in and overrun America with the Catholics. Oh, boy. Anyways, I'm already digressing. It's just the type of dribble that is put out as history. But then other schizophrenic lies of, but Andrew Jackson's good. Andrew Jackson, from his meeting at the Hermitage with the Texians, namely Houston, set the whole thing up and funded it. But side issue. So we have all this going on. By the way, in Endgame, the extra, 17 minutes long, is called Battle for the Republic. The Battle for the Republic. And it is a piece with the illegal aliens saying, we're going to bring down America, we're going to destroy you, ha ha ha. And then beating Anglos in front of police with the police support. And the police saying they support it. So, I mean, we have that in Endgame. That's the film had been too long, we added that, but it's an extra. So the film's really 2 hours and 40 minutes long, almost. But 2:20 is the actual runtime. But, so every time a Mexican's living in a dirt shack, poor, drinking poison water, every time they're in trouble, every time they have problems, they're told, oh, it's all because of the gringos. It's all because of the Americans. We would have been rich. We had the wealth of America. Actually, Mexico, per hectare, per acre, per mile, square mile, whatever calculation you want to make, has tripled the diamonds, the oil, the gold, the timber, the volcanic soil that the United States has. Triple. It was the liberty and the freedom and the ideas and the middle class that generated this wealth. But they tell them, and it's in the official textbooks, oh, they took all the wealth, and that's why you're poor. And they came down here to Mexico City, and they burned down downtown. General Grant did. Yes, after Mexico attacked the United States and drove all the way up into Oklahoma. After Mexico snuck up 100-1, in some cases, and slaughtered platoons of soldiers. After Mexico ran its little backstabbing, sneaky attacks. You're absolutely right. And it took almost 8 months just to drive Mexico out of Texas and Oklahoma. Back into Mexico. And they told the Mexican leadership, you better stop now. And they said, we're not going to. So they had to go all the way down there. And by the way, who ran Mexico? Maximilian, the Austrian prince. And that's why Germany built the railroads down there. And that's why Germany, and I'm not attacking Germany, it's just history. And that's why in World War I, they had the plan of San Diego to have Mexico attack the U.S., and Mexico did attack and kill 23 Americans in one night, hundreds over the month-long attack from California to Texas, and it was kept very quiet. And that's when the Texas Rangers went down there and slaughtered everybody. But that was because it was a policy to kill all whites, all white males, 16 and up. But what were they going to do with little girls in those farmhouses? They went ahead and killed little children. So Mexico, then in World War II, Hitler tried to run the plan of San Diego again, but they put Marines on the border and caught them with explosives trying it. The Mexicans have attacked this country over and over and over again. They hate it like Jesus hates the devil. They are brought up to hate this country 110%, and the media knows, the average American doesn't know our own history, much less Mexican history. The average American has no idea what's going on. The average American has no idea how warlike Mexican culture is because of the Aztec wars that went on for thousands of years in the Mayan cultures between those different tribes. And that it was a complete warrior culture of death and destruction and total police state to a level never before seen before or since. Then you take corrupt Spanish coming in with their system, a mixture of the worst of European barbarism and the Moors and the Arabs' barbarism, and you got one incredible mass down there of slaves with completely corrupt, cutthroat, Machiavellian. There are more billionaires in Mexico than in the U.S. Did you know that? Mexico has more billionaires than the United States has produced. Bill Gates is the richest man in America. He is not the richest man in the world. There are now not one, but two Mexicans ahead of him. And by the way, that's just who you hear the richest are. None of those guys are really the richest. Real money has it all hidden. This is the bottom line. And that's why all over the country, every chance the illegal aliens get, they jerk down American flags and stomp on them on the street and run their flag up that's got killing on it. You ever seen a flag, anybody else out there, that's got killing on it? Yeah, the Nazis, a death's head. I mean, symbols mean things. It's got an eagle killing a snake on it. And you know what the original flag was? And this is in the official Mexican government website. It was an eagle tearing a human heart out of a sacrifice. It was a human body laid over a cactus with an eagle tearing its heart out. So that's America's curse, folks, to have Mexico sitting to the south of us, one of the most corrupt nations, the wealthiest per capita nation on earth, literally bathing in wealth. And at that time, the borders of Mexico were going up. They were going down. They grabbed a bunch of southern nations. But it doesn't matter. The big conglomerate-owned Spanish stations owned by old white guys are buying billboards saying, bring down America. And ha, 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 our Raza's taking over. We're going to get you. And HBO has got people on there, and they start the show making fun of white people. And we're just supposed to sit here and go, oh, how sweet, how darling of you, how cute. But in the final equation, know this, it's just so we're all peons. That's the only reason. Oh, they're using their nationalism, they're using their fervor, their anger to bring down the United States. But in the end, you'll be slaves. But you'll have your precious Mexican flag. You'll have that precious flag. Oh, the Texas Civil Rights Review, when I talked about how they wanted to kill all the whites, they said, well, of course, whites are evil. Of course.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
We'll be right back.
back. We're back live. You see, this isn't some pot-bellied neocon George W. sticker guy. Watching the video of him, it's an old, good old boy with a big, long, gray beard with his knife. And he said, come on out here and fight me. He'd been there a while. What would have happened if the cops showed up? They probably would have gunned him down. What would have happened if the illegals came out with knives and had a knife fight with him? Could have been on right there. And then it gets serious from that point on. And then the New World Order gets what they want, a conflagration. Let me tell you something. If you're black and you love your children, you better fight the New World Order. If you're Hispanic and you love your children, you better fight the New World Order. If you're white and you love your children, you better fight the New World Order. If you're like half the population I see out there and you can't even tell what you are, you're just a human being. Your mama's black and Hispanic, your daddy's Asian and white. It's like New York City. Those folks, a lot of them don't even, you know, they're just human beings. You better fight the New World Order. Because it knows whose side it's on. It's on its own side. And let me tell the illegal aliens and all the La Reconquista something. Whether you like it or not, the facts are the fact. You work for the New World Order. You're doing exactly what they want when you shoot your mouth off about the U.S. falling. Don't worry, it's falling. It's going to fall right on top of you and right on top of me, you idiot. That goes for all you liberals, too, who think this is all cute and funny. You know, I mean, to be accurate, the Texas Civil Rights Review said, well, yes, I mean, the plan of San Diego does say kill all the whites above 16 and older, all the men, but, I mean, they're fighting racism. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, yeah. See, I mean, just what is your problem? Guaranteed those liberals don't know about Germany setting up. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire setting up Mexico? You don't know anything, so shut your stupid mouth until you're informed. People need to know that Mexico sided with the Nazis. People need to know they've attacked this country twice in this last century and before that. And the Mexicans need to know that. The Mexicans know that we attacked them, we took them over, we humiliated them. Yeah, and back then there were 6 million, 7 million Mexicans. There's 100 and something million now. You're not those people. You're owned and run by the New World Order, just like we're being brought down by them. And their enemy is the middle class. Their enemy is a strong dollar. Their enemy is this country's border. This country is being destroyed right now. Where are you going to run? If Mexico's so great, why didn't you stay there? Oh, well, because the U.S. is Mexico. No, it's not. We got due process, ladies and gentlemen. We're not under Napoleonic law. We're not under the Roman civil law, though we're going under it now. And do you like it? Or do you like the Anglo-Saxon common law adopted from Mount Sinai? And that is a historical fact that when the Christians, quote, arrived in England and other places, they said, oh, we're here to teach you the common law. And they said, we already know it. How did they already know it? It's amazing. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.